That was wonderful. Thanks, everyone. That sounded great. Before we start the ceremony this afternoon, I thought it might be nice to just stop for a moment and think about the fact that on this planet and in this universe, everything is relationship. Everything is relationship. Whether it's the cells in our bodies or the way we express love to each other, to our partners, to our friends, to our family, to everyone in this room. Love doesn't express without one another, without relationship. And today, I feel like this is such an important thing to keep in mind as we come together in unity, knowing the truth of who we are, divine love. And we welcome and bless Amari into our human family. It's such a wonderful opportunity for each and every one of us to be a part of this. So thank you on behalf of Jesse and Amari for being here this afternoon. And now I'd like to introduce our officiant for the ceremony, Reverend Taylor Swan, who is a recent ordained minister of the fellowship. Let's give him a warm welcome. Thank you.
Oh. Hello. How are you? It's nice to stand up here and know the love that I feel for each of you. I miss singing with a choir today. That was a little strange for me. I just didn't want to try and wear too many hats. And I'm all mic'd up, and I thought, well, that might be a mess. So forgive me for that, but I do love you, and I'll be back. Jesse and I have been friends for quite some time. We met in a treatment center, and both of us, we were roommates in this treatment center, and I don't know, I think that you can't go any further down. It's time then to come back up, and that's what we encouraged each other to do there. And that's been, next month, that'll be 18 years. So it's been a minute. It's been a minute, you know, we're still friends, and I still have a great deal of love for him. And when he came to me at age 58 and told me that he had a son on the way, I asked God to give me that pause that we need before we say something that would that we would regret. And he did. And I asked Jesse, how do you feel about this? And, you know, he was so excited that he had another chance to guide another life into this world as a sane and sober man. And what a gift that is. So our purpose here is to celebrate the birth of Amari James Neely and to officially bless and welcome him into our human family. Today is truly a celebration of love and of life. As we look upon Amari, so new to this world, his smile, his laughter, his presence enrich all of our lives and make the world a better place. Amari's father, Jesse Neely, has invited you all here to share and participate in the precious gift that Amari's birth is in his life, and to welcome into his life this child. Children are a great gift and a most blessed responsibility. Amari brings renewal for us all who have the honor of sharing in the innocence and delight of his spirit. At this time, I'm going to ask you to stand and join me in prayer. filling this room with love and blessing, baby Amari and his family. Father, Mother, God, this family has been blessed with a new life. May the gift of Amari's presence bring joy and gladness to the hearts of all who love him. May Amari be blessed and protected as he navigates his way through life's miracles and challenges. May he find goodness and inspiration and be given the wisdom to discern the true from the transient. May his life be rich and full in wealth that is measured by both the physical and spiritual context of his existence. May Amari's life be abundant in all ways. May he love well and be well loved. Through each passage and season, may he always be surrounded by the warmth of family and friends. And may his days be forever blessed with love and happiness. And so it is. Amen. Please be seated. Jesse, will you please come forward? All right. God bless you. The journey of parenthood is filled with amazing inspiration. This is evident by the love that radiates from and around you and your son. It's our wish that Amari grow to be a man who truly loves his life. You, most of all, will be his guide on this journey. It is important to provide not only food and clothing and shelter to a child, but also time, attention, and respect. So it is only right that this ceremony should include your promise to nurture your son in all ways as he grows. Therefore, as a promise to him and a reminder to you as the years pass, I now ask you, do you, Jesse, promise to provide Amari with a stable and loving home, giving him a firm foundation and an example of what it means to be committed in love and joy through all that life brings? Thank you. Please be seated. Oh, wait, we're going to bless your hands now. Okay. That's hard to do when he's sitting down. Okay. All right. Into these hands, Spirit places the blessings and the responsibilities of being a father. With these hands, will you receive these blessings for you and your child? Thank you. Please be seated. Today, Jesse and Amari ask you to share and bear witness to a new chapter in their lives. As we welcome Amari into this world and this family, I'm sure some of you have heard the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, I believe very strongly in this theory. It is important we all support the children of this world by being examples of living love. Jesse, as you accept the gifts of this beautiful child into your life, by being an example of living love, you will contribute to the man Amari becomes. In addition to the impact you will have on him, he will ultimately also impact and change your life. He will open your heart and spirit and the many lessons that all children can teach us. Babies and children offer us the gift of remembering the truth of who we are that is sometimes lost along the way. Babies are innocence, joy, and laughter. They're happiness and delight. They live in the moment. Each day a new adventure. They are unconditional in their love, and they are authentic, genuine and pure in their spirit, free from the illusion of limitations. Babies and all children remind us that in truth, we are kind and loving beings. May this little child grow into manhood as a blessing to his family and to all humanity. Amari James, today we simply give thanks and celebrate all the many wonderful blessings that you are, ever taking new forms as you grow. What a blessing. Will you please bring Amari forward? still looking at me suspiciously. Every element of God's creation needs water to grow and thrive, to survive, the trees and flowers, the fish and the birds, and all of us. Water nourishes us, cleanses us, comforts us, renews us, because we believe and know in our hearts that Amari James made his way onto this earth as a pure, innocent, and a perfect soul. This ceremony is to celebrate his life and to signify our intentions to nourish his heart, his mind, his body, and his spirit, to allow his life to grow in the direction he chooses each day with the love and guidance of God and family to help him find his way. Our prayer for you, Amari James Neely, is that the love that surrounds you today will wash over you like rain every day of your life, just as this water rains down upon you now. This baby, Amari James Neely, is blessed and welcomed into the love of God, the love of your father, and the love of all your family, friends, and the entire human community. I ask all of you present here to affirm that baby Amari will be blessed and loved throughout his life. He will be guided and supported through all that he does, feeling safe and protected in all things. He will find and follow his path with grace and ease, fulfilling all he has come to do in this lifetime. May his father, family, and friends help guide him gently and lovingly on his path, allowing him to be the individual that he is and honoring his choices in life. May he maintain his innocence, joy, and grace in life as he grows to adulthood. May he choose happiness, and may laughter fill his heart. May he be a living example of love. And so it is. Amen.